Jess Davison. Yeah. All right, she works here at Creative Alliance.
I do work here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so my 21st birthday story is very recent history in that it was August 25th, 2010. So extremely recent. But the story I'm going to tell is actually a couple of days before that because my parents, you're turning 21, we're going to throw you a party and invite the whole family, grandparents, aunts, all your friends, and do it a couple of days before you do, you know, you turn 21 so that all of your family members ask, like, why do you have a beer in your hand? How come you're not drunk after two beers? You know, and that was uncomfortable. But to tell this story correctly, I kind of have to back up. My dad, when I was growing up, was in a really great three-piece band called We Grew Up that they're my favorite band, and I thought they were world famous, but they apparently were not and just played around at, like, Max's in the Marble Bar a lot. And to me, that was, like, they may as well have been the Stones. So I knew all of their songs and got inspired and started my horrible, also three-pieced, all-girl punk band in high school, kind of middle school as well, playing the drums just like my dad, and on his kit. And starting with my 13th birthday, they started throwing me kind of concerts slash excuses for me and my friends in other crappy bands to play music and pretend that we were Blink-182 for a minute. And fun fact, actually, one of them went on to actually be really popular and have a number one album and kind of be the next one, Blink-182, All-Time Low. Their first show was my 13th birthday party. So, yeah, woo, if you like All-Time Low, I'm also cool. We must be in the same age bracket. So their first show, my birthday parties, and then they kind of morphed into 5, 6, 7 teenage bands. And then for the 21st, they were like, are we going to get everyone back together? And I'm like, everyone's semi an adult now, and no one's playing in those bands anymore. But I would love it if we grew up, we'd get back together. So my dad and his friends, now middle-ish aged, all crammed into my basement every week for a couple months, trying to remember all the songs that I couldn't believe they didn't still know by heart like I did. And they played at my 21st birthday party. So they were rocking out. They got, like, all this pizza and all this beer and all this fried chicken, and they totally rocked my patio like it was the Marble Bar again in, like, 1987. And when I was in my horrible all-girl punk band in high school, I actually played the Marble Bar reunion show and learned one of their songs to play. So I got to sit in with my dad's band and play one of their songs with them. And that was actually the last time I played drums for anyone. But it was kind of a great finale because it was everyone I love in one place. My boyfriend at the time, soon to be husband, did not believe me that I had actually played drums in high school. So that was kind of fun to, like, prove it to him that I did. But I'll kind of end this story on not as much of a high note because it ended, my 21st birthday party was great, but it kind of ended with, like, 4 grown men sobbing at the fact that, like, the baby that they had rehearsed with, it was, like, playing with them, and that was actually the last time they all played together. So really great memory for me and kind of a wonderful closure to their kind of musical career because only one of them goes on to play in bands now, but it was a really special moment for me, really special moment for my dad, and we both played on the same kit, same night, and my 21st birthday was so good it made 3 grown men cry. So, thanks.